This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Fall is officially here, which means, among other things, and for some reason, pumpkin spice lattes, about which an interview coming up in the next couple of days. But also, it's just about harvest time. So we figured this is an opportune moment to talk agriculture. So we've gotten Patrick Smith back on the phone. Apples and hops is what he works on the family ranch up in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. Patrick, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
First of all, and as always, how are things in Yakima? How's business?
Things are busy this time of year. We're kind of right in the middle of our harvest season overall, wrapping up hop harvest here in about a week, with apple harvest continuing for about the next 4 to 6 weeks. So busy time of year, but going well.
I bet, and I'm grateful for you for taking the time. Crops are looking, what, good-ish?
Yeah, the overall, I'd say that the apple crop statewide is looking quite good. The hops crop here is mixed, probably with some of the earlier varieties coming in a little below average, and the kind of middle and later maturing varieties are looking to average to maybe like slightly above average. Mm. But quality on all fronts has been really good.
And then the last thing that was on my list, and then I got to, you know, we'll see what's on your mind. But I saw a piece in the New York Times the other day, and this is the reason we got you on the phone, about hops growers in Europe dealing with climate change. And I figure climate is a global thing, and I wonder how that's affecting you.
Yeah, it certainly is affecting us. You know, like we're seeing all over the globe, is a little bit less predictability and a little bit more extremes. And, you know, I think that really influenced some of the things that we saw in the crop this year, with some of the maturity being, you know, a bit abnormal. And But it's one of those things that we have very limited ability to do much about as a single person or a single company, right?
The thing that gets me, though, Patrick, is you are what now, the fourth generation of your family to work this land?
That's correct. Yep, fourth generation.
Okay, and you've got kids, and they're going to have kids. And if you're going to be able to keep on doing this through the family, climate change is like an existential threat.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think technology is a possible way that we can mitigate some of the issues, but it's certainly not a silver bullet that's going to fix everything. Yeah. And so, you know, we're doing what we can and trying to be more efficient and address what we can address. And
do you
keep our fingers crossed, I guess, to some degree.
Yeah, I guess, right. I guess that's kind of what we all have to do as we work to mitigate this. Do you or your siblings have any takers in the fifth generation of the Smith family to work the land, as it were?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My son is 7, and he has spent the last couple of weekends during harvest actually staying the night with my parents and getting up at 5:30 in the morning to come over and see the night shift switch to day shift with my dad, his grandfather, because he loves being on the farm and wants to be around. And so
that's
if
cool.
He doesn't have to go to school on Saturday morning, he wants to be in the mix at harvest with the rest of us. So it's pretty fun.
That's cool. Patrick Smith and his family worked the land up at up in Yakima, Washington. Loftus Ranch is the ranch. Hey, how's the brewery, by the way? Bailbreaker Brewing Company is, let's get the plug in there, right? How's the brewery doing?
Yeah, things are great. This is a really exciting time of year for us at the brewery. Here in Yakima, we get visitors from literally all over the world during hop harvest. This is also the time of year where we make fresh hop beers. And so it's a really special time of year for us around here and pretty exciting. So,
Are they buyers of your hops, or are they just coming to see what's going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yakima Valley is the world's, you know, largest hop growing region. And so we've got customers coming from all over the world looking at harvest, evaluating the harvest, and selecting the hops that they will use in their beers for the coming year.
That's very cool. Patrick Smith up in, as he says, the Yak Valley. Patrick, thanks a lot. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Kai. Thanks a lot.
I am also going to send you a note with a new credit card number and a beer order, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All
We can
right.
do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Good, good,
All
good.
right.
Talk to you soon. And my best to your dad. He's a good guy. I'm glad he's out there with your son. That's cool.